Let us pray. Let's begin this time in silence before our Lord with our hearts open to Him. We come now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Before our God, our Creator, in the name of Christ, our Redeemer, lifting our hearts before you today, gracious and loving God. For you have chosen us, to love us, to send your Son to die for us. And Father, we thank you so much that we are worthy of your love, not because we've earned it, not because we've been good enough, but because your love is extended to us, because you want to know us and us to know you. You want to know all about us, not some. You want to walk with us and us with you. You want us to know your presence, feel your presence, and trust your presence. You want us to know your power, your grace and mercy alive in us. And Father, you want us to share that with one another. No greater calling could we have than to represent you in the world around us, to tell people about your Son and our Savior, and to watch the Spirit grow in them as they accept Christ as their Redeemer and Lord. But Father, as we do come, we repent of our sin. For Father, it's likely that we have done things we should not have, or we haven't done things that we should have. So Father, forgive us for the sins of omission and commission. So we lift them before you today. But Father, give us strength to turn away from those things that hurt our relationship. It doesn't cause you to stop loving us. But Father, it makes us feel like a failure. It makes us feel like we're not worthy of your love. But Father, let us be reminded that you have chose to love us. And we can accept that love. We can reject it. But why would we? So, Father, let us know it isn't about what we do, but it's about what you've done. May we know your love in us that forgives our sins, forgives our mistakes, brings us back to a point of healing and restoration. Let us know a God that dusts us off and puts us back aright in love and grace. And Father, as you do that for us, help us to do that for others, as difficult as it may be. So Father, we do pray for those who have called upon us, we've lifted aloud, named in our hearts. Father, we lift them before you today. You know each and every need that's on our mind and in our hearts. So Father, we just lift that up to you today. Hear our hearts lifted before you. And Father, we pray for our church and other churches in our community and around the world. Father, we pray for the leaders of our nation and nations around the world, those who serve our country, for those who are struggling with whatever it may be in nursing homes or maybe just shut in their own homes. Father, we lift them today. And now, we ask that you would hear us as we join our hearts and our voices to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.